Hi everyone, and welcome to our next Customer Spotlight series. Delighted to have you listening today. And I'm thrilled to be joined this week by Kim Wiggins, Website Marketing Manager at Kia, and David Hart, Customer Experience Manager, also from Kia. We've been joined as well by Keith Povey, who is our Marketing Director, to pose some questions and have some thoughts around some of the trends within the industry in automotive that we've been seeing, and Kia certainly have. But I'm absolutely delighted to have Kia on board. They've been working with FIFO for a while now to really leverage customer understanding through reviews and feedback and data-driven insights that's enabled them to change and adapt their strategy for the better, with the customer really at the heart of that. So welcome, Kim. Welcome, David. Welcome, Keith. Thrilled to have you on board. And let's get going.
Thanks for the introduction, Nicola. I'm Kim Wiggins. I'm the marketing manager here at Kia. I manage Kia's website, Kia's search engine optimization, and the Kia provided dealer websites for 190 sales dealerships. I've been at Kia now for over 15 years, and in that time, Kia has gone from selling around about 33,000 cars with a 1.3% market share to over 97,000 in 2019 with a market share of 4.2%. So I've seen a huge change in the brand. The brand and the product has gone through a huge transformation shift, most recently unveiling a new logo and a new brand purpose to deliver our innovative products at the core of all that we do. So that's me. Over to you, David.
Okay, so yeah, thanks, Kim. So I'm David Hart. I'm Customer Experience Manager at Kia and have been for the last 6 years. So I look after our customer experience programs and I run a team of customer experience improvement managers as well. So, but before that, I was Dealer Marketing Manager. And before that, when I first joined Kia, I was in the field working as an after sales regional business manager. Like Kim, I've been with Kia for over 15 years, and I was just listening to what Kim said and realised 30 years of Kia experience between the two of us. And similarly, when I joined, it was somewhere in the region of about 20,000, 22,000 vehicles to 97,000, and massive changes within our brand from sort of where we started, both Kim and I, to where we are now. So it's been some journey. And it continues to be that and extremely interesting for us, I think. That's why we've been here so long.
What a fantastic testament to the Kia brand, even before it changed, that you have both, you know, had a long tenure there. But what a brilliant setup for the first topic that we wanted to dive into, which was, you know, I think we're all bored slightly of talking about 2020, but we can't not talk about what a phenomenal year it was in all the good and all the bad ways for lots of industries. But bearing in mind, you guys have been there collectively for over 30 years. How have you seen that the shifts that came along and, you know, whether that be to customer experiences, to showrooms, et cetera, you guys must have been sitting back in your chairs and going, wow, like, you know, never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I think exactly as you said. You know, it's difficult not to talk about last year and to a certain extent this year without acknowledging the human side of that, not just the just not the business side of it. But I guess in terms of what had to change, and for our jobs, it, certainly for mine, a lot of juggling from a customer perspective with dealers open and some closed, different national situations. So trying to adapt and trying to inform our customers of those changes was really key. In terms of CX, I think we made some decisions early doors, I guess, was, you know, should we actually continue to talk to our customers and survey them and have that interaction with them? And we decided it was, in many ways, it was probably even more important to understand how people were feeling and what their experiences were when visiting our dealers, when having their cars serviced, when buying vehicles. And so, but we also were very keen to make sure that when we asked those type of questions, we were mindful of perhaps that wasn't the most important thing for people at that particular time, that other things were happening in their lives. So getting feedback was, you know, has proved hugely valuable, but also understanding that and being mindful of the of customer circumstances in these times, I think has been a big learning for certainly for me, and really important that we actually acknowledged that and made some of those changes to our processes, if you like.
But I think it's, I think you make a really valid point there, David, about the human side. And again, what a lovely testament to the Kia brand that that was a consideration. You know, I think it was very easy for businesses to get caught up in last year and, you know, get head down and very operational about it. And there was definitely human parts to it. And I guess the question for you, Ken, would be about adaptation. Like, you know, has it been an evolution? Was some of the changes you've been making already in the pipeline, or was some of them kind of sea changes for you?
Yeah, I think a mixture of both, really. I think obviously 2020 was certainly a year of you know, massive change for everybody. And I think from a just looking at the car dealership industry, obviously being classified as non-essential retailers, we went from having over 190 dealers open for customers and test drives and face-to-face sales to none, like overnight. Back in March. So, you know, that process of adapting to the new situations and to the new restrictions was one of absolute kind of rapid change. I think we very, very quickly rolled out live chat across all of our Kia provided dealer websites and across Kia.com. Just enabling customers to interact directly with our dealerships. And, you know, from the comfort of their own homes, a lot of the restrictions in place, obviously people couldn't leave, we were all in lockdown, but it was important that customers still had that FaceTime or that, albeit digitally, that kind of interaction with their local dealership. So I think the very quick rollout of live chat across our platforms helped to facilitate that. Within our live chat, we've got the ability to offer one-way or two-way video calling. So obviously with the boom and everybody is now on video calls for quite a big proportion of the working day. So I think people are a lot now used to having video calls. So that we just help facilitate the customer choice and the maintaining that relationship, as I say, with their dealer. Now, the ability for customers to purchase remotely and collect their cars from a dealership, the kind of click and collect model has really helped enable sales to continue during periods of lockdown. The Kia dealer relationships are at the key to the successful selling process. So anything that we have been able to do across Kia to support our dealers during this time was obviously of paramount importance to help drive sales.
And from a CX point of view, David, I'd imagine while, you know, some of these changes are forced upon consumers, again, to bring your point of human to the front, there's probably a degree of comfort that you're trying to instill in them about, you know, what is a huge purchase for anyone to buy a car. You know, there's a tangibility that comes with what is, you know, is there anything more tangible than driving a car, right? It's all about that. So getting people into a buying cycle that's maybe been played with in the industry beforehand must have been a big challenge for you.
Yeah, I think what I've seen is I guess to put it into perspective as well, you know, we have had dealers that have been open consistently through the pandemic, so, and they've been open for servicing, so, which has been I think really well received. And I think that, you know, you've seen a huge feeling of, I think, gratitude from customers, realizing that there are, you know, I'm not saying they're essential service, but, you know, getting people to look after your car is pretty important to your life, you know, even though you're not using it so much. But, you know, we were open, we had 50, 60 dealers open during the really worst part of the pandemic, and they were open for servicing sort of key workers' vehicles. And we had an, you know, amazing amount of positive feedback. And, you know, if we're looking at the way that we traditionally measure our experience in terms of NPS, really high scores of NPS and really, really lovely comments about the way that our dealers had interacted with customers and the gratitude that was felt. And again, you could see comments that related to COVID, but again, they tended to be very positive about, you know, how the dealer had responded, how they felt safe going into the dealer's premises. So again, that concept of keeping surveys and that feedback coming in has proved really invaluable, I think, and certainly seen our dealers reacting to that in a really positive way, and our customers appreciative of that, I guess would be the best way to describe it.
It makes me wonder, well, it sounds firstly that the dealers and that personal touch, whether that be on live chat or when you're handing the keys over. And, you know, I had a car service during that time, and it was a very alien experience, you know. I think it was in June, everyone was still getting used to some of the limitations that were being brought in and the severity of what we were going to need to deal with. But to come away and be grateful and satisfied and reinforce a good feeling of the brand is, in no small part, I would imagine you'd both agree with this, down to, you know, how those dealerships were, you know, dealing with those people and the service they were giving them. Do you have a view on what, you know, the continued role of dealerships are moving forward this year and obviously beyond?
I think it's fair to say that Kia have quite a unique relationship with our dealers, and that's been built up over a long period of time, from really when our CEO joined, which is Paul Philpott, and made it really clear that that we work in partnership with our dealers. You know, we're not a brand that is a punitive brand. You know, we don't fine dealers for not doing things. We encourage dealers to do well. We work in partnership with our dealers. And if when I'm talking about CX, my customers are my dealers. The end users of our products and services are the dealers' customers. So it's really essential that we work, you know, we work in partnership with our dealers. And I think in our model, you know, it's been made clear that we're very appreciative of our dealers and very keen to continue that partnership. So I see the role of the dealers perhaps even more important post lockdown, coming into whatever the new normal may be. It's taking some of the learnings that we've got from, I think, this period of time in terms of making information available for dealers and allowing for customers and allowing them to communicate in the channels of their preference. But it's also making sure that we continue to help our dealers, we continue to give them the feedback from customers, we continue to provide that partnership experience with them to assist them in helping our customers. So that's kind of how I view it.
Absolutely, I'd completely agree. I think saying that, you know, the dealership network is our partner. They are our partners, and that is how we very much see them. You know, very much a joint effort between Kia and our dealerships to provide vehicles to our customers. I think David mentioned a lot of the personal touch, the human element of the kind of lockdown last year, where customers had a good experience from a lot of restrictions that were put in place, and it's very much, it's that human element, it's that customer service, it's going the next level, it's going that little bit further that only our dealer partners can do. that kind of gets that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling inside when you do make a purchase. And that's what helps customers kind of coming back to the brand. So I think that is such an important part of customer service and the whole car buying process, really. Of course, we can facilitate more customer choice for communicating with a dealer in the way that the customer wants to, whether that be an online communication or actually going into the dealership, or having more of a remote handover if they require that. So I think it's facilitating what the customer wants, but, you know, putting that partnership that we have with the dealer right in the centre of that.
Whilst I think there's a change in behaviour, which has been, I suppose, accelerated, sort of online behaviour that's been accelerated with lockdown and COVID, I still believe that although, and there's lots of talk about, you know, buying cars online, and it's correct to say that there is a demand for that, but I still think it's quite a small percentage of customers that actually want that. I still think there's a massive place for dealers, you know, certainly for servicing of cars, but in terms of, you know, test driving a car, that I don't think there's a digital alternative for that, although people are experimenting with that. I think still think customers like to actually get into a vehicle, see if it fits, go out on a test drive, smell the new vehicle, smell, touch the car. And ultimately, I do believe, you know, people buy from people, particularly when it's, you know, high value purchases. I think it's different if you're buying something off Amazon, where you can be directly online and you don't need that human contact. But I think in when buying a high value item, I still believe there's a real place for, you know, people buying cars from people. So that dealership experience, not just in a partnership perspective, but from a customer perspective, I think is really, really important, and maybe even more so.
And David, exceptional customer experience is, you know, the ethos of FIFA and what we try and enable our customers to do.
Yeah.
And the Trusted Service Awards, which, you know, have just come to a close this year, are all about that, the recognition of customers who go above and beyond, as you were sort of talking about, and the importance of that buyer-provider relationship, if you like. And huge congratulations to you guys on winning a Gold Trusted Service Award again this year. How do you ensure you're offering a great sort of in-branch experience and online service whilst maintaining high levels of customer satisfaction?
Well, I think great customer service really starts with the first touch point you have with a brand, whether that be, you know, watching a TV ad or reading a customer review online and following through all of the relevant touch points. So I think it's from a digital perspective, and I'm talking about maybe the kind of key digital communication channels. It's about being consistent in our approach, making sure that we are offering high quality communications at every level and at every touch point the customer has, especially going back to kind of thinking about 2020, when customers couldn't go and sit in the car, they couldn't take the car for a test drive. So how do you replicate that online, whether that be a one-to-one conversation with a dealer, where they're giving a walk around with the customer via their mobile phone, looking at a used car or, you know, a new car, offering a full 360 interior and exterior kind of immersive experiences online. We've recently launched a new showcase page where we really give people that kind of, hopefully try to give them that immersive experience of the car when they, you know, couldn't actually sit in it. So I think it's, yes, about being consistent. It's about ensuring we have high quality, great assets. And it's about delivering, you know, great experience and delivering what the customer wants, really. I think we made a quite quick decision online to enable consumers to inquire with a dealer instantly, so that if they wanted to contact a dealer But without having a live chat, without having a video or face-to-face, if they just wanted a dealership to contact them, they can easily do that via an inquiry form. And we've seen really, really high take-up of the dealership inquiries during the periods of lockdown, and dealers' response times to all of the inquiries have been really, really great. I think dealers have jumped on these inquiries really, really quickly, ensuring that we're maintaining that high level of customer service at every level.
Yeah.
I think the other thing is to come back to a point you both made earlier in the conversation, is that you didn't stop taking feedback even at the toughest times as well, which, you know, we've seen in the automotive industry, but across a number of industries, actually sets you up to be in the best possible position. How could you understand what customers want, need, think, feel, if you weren't asking them during the toughest times? And I think that's a real testament to, you know, your strategy on that, and your how important CX is to you. Kudos, because even as a consumer, outside of someone that works for FIFA, I've seen a mix. I've seen organizations do that, and I've seen organizations definitely not do that. But can I switch gears a little bit, because I want to geek out a little bit now. Obviously, electric and hybrid vehicles are just becoming more and more prevalent. I don't think anyone's in any doubt that as climate change and responsible corporations take steps to address this, that something like electric vehicles is a huge thing. And I'm sure, again, we've talked about changes that you guys have seen in your time at Kia, that this must be a super exciting time. Brand new brand proposition, brand new technology coming to the fore. Just wanted to know, in a very geeky way, how excited you must be to see how Kia plays a role in this stuff.
Yeah, I think from my point of view, as you said, you know, both of us have been with the brand for a long period of time, but this is it's a massive kind of statement, I think, that we've made as a brand with the changing of our, if you like, of our naming convention, of the way that our brand logo is, and the forward, you know, I think, it's fair to say that when you work for Kia, they have always been a forward-thinking company. The Koreans are by nature very ambitious. They've always had very clear plans of what they want to achieve, and they've always been ambitious plans. And I think, you know, we recently launched our Plan S, which is all about the future of our brand, how that will change. But in terms of electric vehicles, I think we're pretty much at the forefront of that. We're launching a purpose-built EV this year on its own platform. And we have lots of other things that are happening in terms of where our brand ends up being more about, being a mobility provider rather than simply a manufacturer of cars. So, it's fantastically exciting to be part of that and to see, our vision of the future and be part of making that a reality.
Absolutely. I just add to what David said, really. I think from my own personal perspective, it's a really, really exciting time. I think the new brand, unveil at the beginning of the year, the new strap line, the new manifesto, our new kind of brand ethos, and everything that the brand stands for, this kind of like game changer mentality that the brand ethos has, is really exciting. It's a new time. It's really innovative, and I think it helps Kia stand apart from all of the other competitors. Just to add to the bit that David mentioned about where Kia are going from a mobility solution point of view, I think a big part of Kia's Plan S, so Kia's kind of plan shift, like that, how we're going to shift the brand, a big part of that will see Kia go beyond just vehicle manufacturing to create sustainable mobility solutions for customers. So what that really means is to deliver eco-friendly mobility solutions centered on electric and autonomous driving across major kind of global cities. I think Kia is ramping up collaboration with partners across the globe and looking at mobility solution businesses. We're diversifying mobility services with global strategic regions. A couple of examples of these, just to put it into a bit of context. I think in 2018, Kia invested in a company called Grab, Southeast Asian, their largest ride hailing service. And in March 2019, a Indian company called Ola, which is a food delivery and payment solutions company. So actually looking at mobility, that kind of last mile delivery, purpose-built vehicle for business to business mobility solutions is somewhat one of the key areas for Plan S. We're also, as David mentioned, well, just adding to that, we're also launching our first dedicated battery electric vehicle later this year on the new a new electric platform, which is the E Global Modular Platform. So it's just a dedicated battery electric vehicle with a crossover design, offering a range of over 500 kilometres. So we're all really excited to launch this new car later on in the year.
Well, thank you both for satisfying my inner geek. That's exactly what I was after. And I think, you know, listening to that, what's brilliant about a brand like Kia is where there are, you know, consumer-led or even socio-politically led pressures for, you know, climate change, addressing climate change or being eco-friendly, sustainability strategies. A brand like Kia has seen that as a massive opportunity to innovate, and not just innovate, as you said, Kim, in the spaces where they are comfortable, but innovate in a sense where they recognize the ability to add value and bring thinking to a wider ecosystem. I think if I wasn't geeky and excited about it before, you guys have just taken me up to sort of 11 out of 10. In terms of, and it actually brings us round to a couple of our last points, being that brand and doing that thinking and doing that development and thinking that widely surely must, as a kind of holistic experience of the brand, be great for brand loyalty, for building brand recognition. And that must, you know, each of you with your own worlds and dominions to manage must play into how you do your day-to-day jobs. You know, this kind of innovation and forward thinking must, you know, really help you.
Absolutely. I think that constant innovation is what kind of drives us as a brand, really. And I think in looking at where we take that kind of innovation from, and that that drive, whether that be from a kind of customer feedback, or, you know, a day-to-day jobs as well, day-to-day kind of work, that very much drives us to innovate in everything that we do, really. I think very much we do challenge ourselves a lot, and actually if there's something that we can do in a different way to do it better, then absolutely. I think that is kind of Kia's ethos, and our drive. And I think David mentioned earlier kind of the kind of the Korean mentality and the Korean culture, I think, to deliver something better and always continually innovate, to continually release something new all the time is at the heart of what we do as a brand. So from an innovation point of view, absolutely.
Yeah, I think from my perspective as well, you know, when we're talking about brand loyalty, I guess from a consumer perspective, it's how you understand the brand, and a lot of that understanding of the brand is through our marketing and what's out there. But there's also a considerable amount of that is due to the way our dealers look after our customers. And I mentioned before about the relationship that we have with our dealers and that partnership. So I think that, you know, there are ways of generating loyalty that are kind of, I suppose you could say, bought, but in an old-fashioned kind of modern way, if you like, it's still driven by experience. It's still driven by great product, but supported with great experience. So, you know, if we've got great product, which I believe we have, you need that partnership of, you know, of how that product is delivered to customers. And if you relate that to the work that we've done with FIFA, and you look at our product score is, I think, 4.7 out of 5 stars. And our, you know, what's even for me greater, which is something that we don't have the same control over, is the experience that our customers have with our dealerships, which is again 4.7 stars, which one of the reasons that we got the award from you guys, and also similar with our NPS scores. So ultimately, I think it's loyalty is if you have a great product and you have a great experience, then why would you look elsewhere? But then add, couple with that, the innovation that we've got, and I believe that we have a winning formula moving forward. I think it's taken us to where we are now, and that remains and will continue in the future, we hope.
Yeah, David, and to follow up on that, I know you say some of it can be bought in terms of tools and stuff, but what, you know, again, as a layman view sitting here, the thing that I hear is you've got a mindset as a brand, as a global brand selling, you know, huge amounts of cars to a huge amount of people. Your whole mindset is to listen. You know, I know obviously from the work you do with us that your ratings and how they track, and, you know, what's the prevailing kind of sentiment across your customer base is important to you. And, you know, as you innovate, that's, you've got to be listening, because you might be innovating in the best possible way, but then you need to listen to how the customers have received that and what they've thought. And, you know, you can focus group it to the max until it gets out in the market. You've got to listen to them, and you've got to be, you know, playing those scores back into what you do.
Exactly.
And that's what impresses me. That's what impresses me about a brand like yourselves. At the scale that you are, you still have that mindset where customer feedback is plugged into what you do. And I guess that sets you up to continue to adapt as more changes come along.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can't speak on behalf of the industry per se and other manufacturers, but I'm sure that they are trying to do similar to us. But, you know, what I can say is that we do take customer feedback extremely seriously. I read loads of it, and I actually, you know, respond myself personally to some of the stuff that's on FIFO. But what's, you know, we have every quarter, we take our insights to our senior management team, and we present what our customers are saying about our brand and about our dealerships, and we use that to adapt what we're doing. And our senior management team take that very seriously, and we make changes according to, you know, literally what our customers are telling us. So we adapt, we've adapted our training to be more aware of that. I have a team of coaches that work with dealers in the field. And I guess the key to that is really ensuring that we give our dealers the tools to understand and to listen to what customers are saying, and the ability to respond to customers as well. So, you know, it's through that partnership, it's through listening, and it's taking that customer insight and then turning that into actions, I think. And that's what we try to do. Do we get it right all the time? No, but do we listen and try to adapt and change? Yeah, we do. We try very hard to make those changes that are necessary to help our customers and our dealers.
David, that's, you know, it's fascinating to hear that, and the way you talk about a partnership with your customers as opposed to, you know, a more transactional relationship, and the sort of scale of innovation and the focus on the customer across your whole business, you know, is what is setting you apart to those, you know, in the industry, but also those, as Keith and I would say, as laymen who, you know, are looking in. And I guess really just to end, your thoughts on what you see as the future, the next steps for Kia.
Well, I'll let Kim answer that one.
I'm going to say thank you, girl. Thank you.
Big question.
Next steps. I think, well, as I mentioned earlier, we've got the first of our dedicated battery electric vehicles launching on the all-new platform later this year. So I think that will be a real game changer for Kia. So that's a real driver for us in terms of kind of changing customer perceptions of the brand, driving their environmental credentials. So that's, I think, and obviously the continuation of the mobility solutions and the new brand and the living the kind of Plan S strategy. I think from a reviews point of view, I think just continuing to listen to our customers. I think that's such a key point that David made. Just listen to our customers, understand what they want and how they want to communicate with Kia. I think 2020 has been a massive change for everybody in terms of their mindset of how they go about daily lives, how they communicate with people. And actually, hopefully later this year, we'll all be back to some sort of normality. But there will be a lot of things that companies have learned over the past 12 months that need to stick and that need to change. You know, customers are going to want to communicate with Kia and indeed every brand in a different way. And I think we need to facilitate that. We need to grow with that. And we need to offer customers the experience that they that Kia provide to our customers, no matter what channel customers want to communicate, whether that be face-to-face in the dealership or if customers want to have more communications with the Kia dealerships electronically.
Yeah, I guess just sort of ending up on that really is that I guess the lesson that one of the biggest lessons that we've all had to learn in this year in 2020, I guess, is adaptability and listening to customers. And I guess it's continuing to listen to what customers have to say and trying to adapt what we offer to meet those expectations, to make it easier for customers to communicate and transact with our brand, you know, whether that be through our dealers or directly with our brand. So more of the same, I guess, and to continue to listen and to continue to adapt and to continue to learn from our customers.
Thank you, David. That, you know, and Kim, it really has been brilliant to hear about the unique sort of customer relationship that you guys have and how you've adapted. And it's really exciting to hear about the changes and the developments in the automotive space that you guys are at the forefront of. And I think it's fair to say we've thoroughly enjoyed this chat. Thank you so much. Your time today has been very much appreciated. And I'm sure our listeners will have learnt a lot about the different ways that, you know, customer sentiment and customer experience can be truly embedded into a sales process and a customer relationship, a really strong customer relationship. So thank you, really. Thank you for giving up your time today. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been great talking to you guys.
Thank you so much, and thank you all of our listeners for tuning in again. For more of our Spotlight series, please go to our website fifo.com. You can also download our podcast via Spotify and Apple, so please ensure that you do that to make sure you don't miss another episode. But thanks again, Keith, Kim and David.